recruit other people also, but you guys.
Okay, today.
Friday noon, if anybody is able to. We say 2:30?
2:30, yeah.
That should be okay.
Okay, today is the 2nd of Maracheshvan, the 11th of October, on page tests, and the LA Shore still in the introduction. This is the second full paragraph. Milvad HaSeder HaMiyuchad Asher Bomenstein HaChibur Bezos Hashem, aside from the unique ordering that this Sefer excels at or stands out at, with Hashem's help, Yesh Lassim Lev L'Makaris Medivere Chazal. One should pay attention to the sources from Chazal, HaRishon V'Achronim Zichusim Yogan Aleinu, from Chazal, Rishonim and Achronim, their merit should protect us. Asher Aleihem Avusas Kol Perek V'Chol Inyan, upon which every chapter and every subject is based. Me'ikrei HaHadracha Hu L'Hislamed, part of Hadracha, one of the fundamentals of guidance of Hadracha, is to train oneself, Ketzad Yesh L'Geshes El Mamar Chazal, how to approach a teaching of our Chacham, Lalamdo Kafi Omek Pshuto, to learn it per the depth of its simple meaning, not, you know, to turn it into a veritol, which is not really what it meant, not to take it superficially and move on, but to learn the full depth of what our Chacham were saying, which is what all of real study of Haggadah is. And to live with it until it illuminates for man its hidden light. The medium of the writer are shallow, or too shallow to bring the reader to the proper, let's say, inspiration. Hispalos is when you're moved by something, you're affected by something. To bring the reader to the proper, to true hispalos from words of truth. What it means is Chazal said profound, inspiring, deep truths that are revealed about the world, because the Torah has real truth, and really one should be extreme. To really understand what a Maamar Chazal means, one should be incredibly moved and inspired and changed. But it's hard to convey that through the written word. Kriyas biturim kmo nifla, mavhil, v'chadoma, reading expressions like incredible, amazing, you know, mavhil is maybe like astounding, and the like, alula is likely, merov hashimush behind, because of the abundant, or it's excessive use of them, l'havias akar l'de adishus b'mokom hispalos, to bring the reader to Adishus is like being jaded, like desensitization, instead of being moved. When I was in high school, we always heard Rabbi Wine say, if a car is awesome, it's hard to say the Rabbonu Shalom is awesome. You know, like, if you use words too much, this is an incredible Maamar Chazal, this is unbelievable. People stop listening to the words. But what he means, when Revolva says this is incredible, this is amazing, he means it. Bechol zeh lo viter ha-machaber aleihem. Notwithstanding this, the author has not ignored them. I mean, he's going to use such words. V'samach al-kach, he relied on the following, shamakabel is a sefer kemadrich, that one who is accepting the sefer as a guide, yireh b'munachem eleh, we'll see in these phrases, tiyunei derech hakorim oso lizbonnes meruba. These are markers on the way to bring the reader to incredible hisbonnes, abundant hisbonnes, meaning if you're reading the Sefer seriously, you should take any exclamation points seriously. The truth is, that's the whole difference between people who, for whom Torah works as a fundamental guidebook, is if you read it with half an eye or listen with half an ear, it doesn't penetrate. If you read it like every word is a gem, it affects us differently. So we have to approach the Sefer that way. B'sikum nomar. In summation, we would say, "Hakaris the Sefer Hapam Arishona, Hino Begeder Benos Tzada Leishur." The person who reads the Sefer the first time is like the people climbing up on the wall, Lizbonin Biyofio Shel Talmid Chacham Mushlam, to contemplate the beauty of a consummate Talmid Chacham, just climbing up on the wall to have a look. going to the barns and looking at it. He said, what he means is you're just looking at it, you're not doing it yet. Kasher yachzer olav hapam hashniya, when he reviews it the second time, yesh lekavos, one can hope, ki hu atzmo yikones b'shari hadrocha neftochen bo. One can hope that he himself will enter into the gates of hadrocha that are opened by it. Yishtadel lematzos, and he will be trying to, squeeze out. Like a mitz is a juice, lematzos to extract. Kol shar v'chol perek, every gate and every perek, ad hagil itzu hisnahaguso, until he arrives at itzu is like designing. It's funny, it's a word used in modern Ivrit, huh? Yeah, it's funny, I don't know where it comes to mean that. It's definitely used in modern Ivrit, you see it all over Israel. A guy designs kitchens, he'll say itzu. I don't know where in Tanakh it means that. I have a feeling it must, but it's certainly used in modern Ivrit to mean like to set up or design. So every gate and every parak, until he reaches designing, setting up his own conduct, his nahaguso, the way he conducts himself. In light of the foundations that are cited in every inyan, in every period, the book is set up to go through different periods of life. One who studies the concepts with the proper iyun, the proper analysis and study, yimtza bahem tamid, he'll find in them constantly, remozim ketzad yesh lahavim l'chol ma'isa. He'll find allusions or hints as to how to bring them to the realm of practicality. Aval hamachaber nimna b'dach klal hatzbiya al kabolos l'ma'isa o al maskonos ma'isa yosem esbakshos. But the author has generally refrained from pointing, it's like the word etzba, it's directly showing resolutions that a person should take or actual conclusions that people seek. Why? Ki rotza l'hashir b'dei kol haniga shel ha-sefer kel shari ha-dracha shi'imtza b'mokom l'zgader k'fim ma'shehu. He wanted to maintain that everybody who approaches the Sefer in a way that he means it to be guidance, that he'll find a place like to self-define. Gather of something is a definition. So the hisgader is to define for oneself per what he is. In other words, if I give very specific, everybody should take this on. So that works for him, but for him it's a slightly different challenge, he has a different personality. So he doesn't want to make it too specific because then it wouldn't be Shavu l'chol nefesh. It wouldn't work for people broadly.
When he says that the first time you're climbing up the walls, the second time you can begin to be on the inside, does that mean through chazara, or does that mean you have to like wait? Meaning, like if we were to review this later today, does that count as the second time?
I think in general you need a little time, but It's really working it through the second time. I don't think reading something back to back, unlike knowledge. If you learn a new piece of Gemara, you can read it four times and you know it more. But in Musa, I think it has to sink in. So it's not really time per se. It's just working on it. So reading each piece twice, I don't think he's not going to accomplish what he's talking about. I mean, it's reading it, going through the day, thinking about it, and then moving on. It's an emotional.
You also need the whole context.
Yeah. He does say that the whole Sefer is interconnected. That's a good point. So the second time, you probably see it more as a composite whole. Achrei kol ha'amor, after all that's been said, Margish ha'machaber, the author feels, ki lo onam u'ma al ha'tzmiya, that he hasn't answered anything to the wonder, meaning the question, ma hu ro al kocha liyos hedyot kof ha'kofetz barosh. I love it when Gedolei Yisrael speak as if they have to explain themselves, but what did he see? Borrows a phrase from the Megillah, Maro al Kocha, like what in the world did you see that he should be? Hedyot Kofetz Barosh is an expression used for Haman, but it means that the simpleton jumps to the top. The person who's smart knows, be careful what you say, other people might know better. Hedyot Kofetz Barosh means the simpleton thinks he knows better than everybody else. Hakotan Vahadal, I'll just read it the way he says it. Brisker Rav used to skip when the Ravid, like yells at the Rambam, he would skip those words because he would say the Ravid can talk that way to the Rambam, but we can't talk that way to the Rambam. When you're reading a great person saying, who am I and how did I have the audacity to write the Sefer? So I'll read it because he wrote it, but it sounds a little funny for me to be reading how Rav Volba was a simpleton. But anyway, Hakatan v'adal mikol yodei Torah v'yirei shemayim shevedar, who is small and shallow from among all the people who know Torah and have shirah shemayim in our generation, his moded v'lichtov sefer kazeh, to his moded is like to struggle, to try to accomplish something, to write such a sefer. Acha emes nitna le'yamer, but the truth should be told. Ki haksiva haisa mamash b'v'chinas lulei saroska sha'ashua yozav adati ba'anyi. This is fascinating. His writing this sefer was literally in the category of that pasuk in Tehillim, which means, if not that I had your Torah as my delight, I would have perished in my suffering. And Barov Hatirdos for Agmas Hanefesh, for all of the tirdas, like hardship and pain. The Yoso Omus Ol Harabim Baruchnius Vagashni, when he was laden with the burden of the community and spirituality and physicality. And he's a person who set up yeshivas and so on. Umagam b'shanam harishana shayisod ha-yeshiva. And how much more so in the early years of establishing a yeshiva. Roa ha-machaber, the author saw, ki lo yuchal lamod im lo yelo gorim chazok shi'yachavin es kol machshavosav. If he didn't have, he wouldn't have been able to stand if he didn't have some, I'm elaborating a little bit, some project that would cause, be a strong cause for him to focus his machshava la'amal ruchni, to a spiritual toil, shel chipus derech shitasi, of searching out an established shita of a derech. So he's excusing himself. I'm sorry, I really shouldn't have written a book, but I had to work on it, otherwise it would have been hard for me. So that's Revolvo's excuse, as if he needs an excuse. Eitza zu ro'ab b'ksivas perke ha'drocha dafka. This eitza he saw coming to fruition only by writing chapters of guidance. So he was working on this, and what came from it was this sefer. Mi yitain. It's like a tefillah. It should only be min hashemayim yaduno solakav zchus. Should be judged favorably in shemayim. V'yivaku hamavinim liras, and those who are understanding will come to see clearly. Ki lo avas hapirsim levada mashchas ito. That it wasn't just the pursuit of fame that drew his pen. I don't think it was really a pursuit of fame that drew his pen at all. All right, he's going to mention that what the name alludes to, and his mother's name, and his own. And all right, so maybe next time we'll do that concluding little paragraph and move into the actual sefer.